This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And this is tremendous.
I'm excited about this.
Somebody I have a great deal of respect for, and I consider a good friend, Lanny Fritteri, former Pirates broadcaster, to be inducted into the Buccos Media Wall of Fame officially on September 3rd. The announcement made official, but I heard you, Lanny, talking to Donnie Football on the Fan over the weekend. I really enjoyed that conversation, and congratulations to you.
Oh, Larry, thank you very much. This is a tremendous honor, and I want to thank Bob Nutting and Travis Williams. Bob called me, maybe 5 weeks ago and told me the news, and I'm so appreciative. I've thought a lot about being on that wall with Bob Prince, and I really feel that Bob Prince was the only true voice of the Pirates, and Bob did so much for me. He did so much to encourage me and to remind me that my job as a Pirate broadcaster was more than just to be a voice on the air, and I'm so appreciative of so many people that have helped me along the way, and thank you for your friendship, and Paul Rasmussen, thank you for your support as well. And my family's going to be in Pittsburgh for the event a week from tomorrow, and this is a monumental day in my life, or that will be September 3rd. Larry, thank you.
Well, Lanny, I happened to also hear that interview and enjoyed it highly, and I was thinking that maybe you could tell us a little more about your relationship with Bob Prince. I think it's a fascinating story, just from what little I know.
Well, yeah, I had come to Pittsburgh from Charleston, West Virginia, in 1974, and again in 1975, on my way home to Rochester, I stopped in Pittsburgh, and both years I sat in the broadcast booth with Bob Prince and Nellie King, and both years they put me on the air. And when I was here in 75, Bob and Nellie were talking to me like maybe I would be the third man in the broadcast booth. And then a month later, I hear the news that Bob and Nellie were let go. And so I assumed that my dream of being a Pirates broadcaster was not going to happen, as Bob and Nellie were let go. And then I submitted my resume to the Pirates and to KDKA and was fortunate enough to get the job. But what amazed me was that throughout the whole process, and then after I was named the second broadcaster behind Milo Hamilton, Bob Prince called me on a regular basis to offer me advice. I mean, that's so so unusual that here I am, one of the guys that, you know, has taken a job from him, and yet he's willing to help me and give me advice, and I'm deeply indebted to him, and always wanted to do whatever I could to make sure that people never forgot about Bob Prince.
Lanny, 33 years, is the voice of the Bucks, over 5,000 games. You know, I once interviewed Smokey Robinson and all his songs. You know, he had about 5,000 records that he either produced, performed on, or had something to do with. And I said, can you pick a favorite? And he goes, oh, Larry, that's an impossible question. But is there a single moment in that great career that stands out more than any other?
Well, probably because of my friendship with Jimmy, with Jim Leland, probably the best moment was the clincher in 1990, when Doug Drabek beat Joe McGrain, and you know, they carried Jim off the field in St. Louis. And in that whole day where the team flew back from St. Louis, and then we went to the Clark Bar that night to celebrate. But the fact that I had developed this strong friendship with Jim, and he had done so much great work to, you know, when the Pirates were the laughingstock of baseball in 1986, and he took that team and molded it, and so that clincher in 90 is my favorite moment of all my career in Pittsburgh.
That's pretty special.
You know, Lanny, I was just wondering, when you got started in radio, how did you know? I mean, at what point did you start to feel like, this is what I want to do? I want to do play-by-play.
Well, my parents knew that I was constantly enamored by. I was listening to Mel Allen from the Yankees when I was growing up, and a guy named Tom Decker, who was the voice of the Rochester Red Wings, and I wrote a vocational booklet in eighth grade, and I wrote it on announcing, and the more I investigated the career, I thought, you know, maybe this is something I could do. I mean, again, we're talking about a 13-year-old, but my dad would park the car. I have an older brother, and when my brother was playing American Legion baseball, my dad would park the car so I could sit in the car and announce the game. And I mean, I learned to keep score at a very young age, and which obviously, as a baseball announcer, you have to keep score if you're going to announce baseball. And so the more I did it as a young 13, 14, 15-year-old, I just continued to love the thought of announcing the game, and that someday maybe I could sit, you know, in that high perch, or as Red Barber used to call it, the catbird seat, and I could sit there and announce the games. My dream was it was really special to me that I had this dream, and that I get quite sentimental now when I think about the fact that the Pittsburgh Pirates let me live that dream for 33 years, and now they want me to be on their media wall of fame. It means a great deal to me.
Well, you've certainly left your imprint after leaving the Buccos 2008. For those that don't know, you joined the Department of Communication at Waynesburg University, and we have many of the students that you taught and mentored with us here at Odyssey Pittsburgh. So you have a couple of generations of talent that you've brought up, and we're grateful for that as well. It's going to be a special, special day. A week from Wednesday, September 3rd, the Pirates Media Wall of Fame, the new member, the one and only Lanny Fortari. Lanny, congrats.
Larry, thank you very much. Paul, thank you very much for your support. And I am most grateful to you guys and for having me on. Also, thanks to Jim Trudinich, who is making all the arrangements for this this celebration. Thank you.
Well, as Jim Leland say, well, you know, Lenny Padere, Lenny's great. Yeah. All right, partner. Thanks. Good stuff. Great stuff. Lanny Fratteri, 915 at Cleveland Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. And every Tuesday, we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland live from Atlanta, Georgia. You can see Lynn on our live stream, kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And don't forget our all-new KDK Radio YouTube page. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. I just have to tell you that... And I know I'm late saying this, but I finally looked at the YouTube page yesterday, the KDKA Radio YouTube page. It's actually pretty cool. I kind of liked it. I didn't know what I thought about it when you first started talking about it, but it was pretty cool when I looked at it yesterday.
Well, I think what's interesting is in the technological age we live in, why not? If it's possible for a lot of people who watch television, especially in the morning hours, they're really listening more than they're watching because they're busy doing other stuff. So in this sense, and the fact that we now have the ability to, in your case, show on the radio stream our guests,
sure.
Which I think, you know, when you, and then you kind of forget it's radio when you're watching.
When you're watching. The other thing I'm going to say is, and I think maybe a generation or two behind me, they use YouTube for everything. I'm just getting to the point that it becomes a source of information or watching to me. But, you know, the 30, 40-year-olds, they're on YouTube all the time.
In fact, and Aaron probably would agree, there's a large percentage. Now, Aaron, I'm not revealing her age that she didn't do. She just turned 30 a few weeks
but
ago.
But you're not revealing.
Well, no, I mean, she revealed it, so it's not like I would share a woman's age without permission.
Okay.
Right, Aaron?
Right, that's fair.
So, is it true that most young people use their phone to watch a lot of things instead of appointment television?
Absolutely. TV, news, what's trending, all in their pocket.
Yep. It's a whole new world, Lynn, than when we were at KDK TV together. I mean, that was the only way you could, for instance, see the radar during the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Better was on television news. It didn't exist. Now,
absolutely.
Everybody has these cool apps like I do to follow the weather, for one instance.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I mean, I understand the benefits of that, but I also think that appointment television was a thing. And there were certain times the family would either get together in one room or be watching something, maybe in different rooms, but it was a time. Whereas... now, first of all, I resent the fact because everywhere I go, everyone's like this, looking down at their phone.
Yep.
They might be talking to you, but they're looking down at their phone. It's very impersonal. Very impersonal. And I think that, like for me being in Atlanta, I can watch KDKA news because I have that Paramount Plus app. So that's the news I tend to watch. If I wanted to watch the other two stations there, I'd have to watch it on my phone. And that's work to me to have to look at that little phone and see the news.
You know, you make a great point. I didn't think of it that way. But guess what? The genie's not going back in the bottle. So let's work on something else. What else is on your radar?
Well, I have a burning question for you. Labor Day weekend's coming up.
Yes.
You know, it's usually Labor Day is kind of the unofficial end of summer. It is the unofficial start of the political election season. I even read today that it's kind of the unofficial start of the NFL. But the other thing that Labor Day is, it's the date which you are not supposed to wear white after Labor Day.
Oh, a fashion faux pas if you do.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I heard that my whole life. You don't wear white after Labor Day. Then they start making like white wool. So those of you who always heard you don't wear white after Labor Day were like, well, wait a minute, but this is wool. This is a winter fabric. Why can't I wear it? So I looked into this a little bit because I was kind of fascinated by it. And it turns out it really was a fashion faux pas, but it was also a class distinction. So it was the upper crust that said you don't wear white after Labor Day. And those who didn't fall into that upper crust area, if they were white, that way distinguished where you fit in.
You're talking about a time when people used to wear clothes, unlike how they travel now. I mean, there's people wear anything, anywhere, anytime. So bad that Spirit Airlines had to put out a dress code because people were coming in see-through clothing. So times have changed. All right.
They have changed.
What you want to break down next?
You know what? I think I want to talk about overdose deaths versus deaths from homicide, from guns, gun violence.
Coming up on the Big K Morning Show with Lynn Hayes Freeland. Thank you, Lynn. And in between, Marty Griffin, and we will check in with Marty coming up here in the next few minutes. Meanwhile, back to Lynn Hayes Freeland on our live stream at kdkradio.com. So, Lynn, you wanted to talk about a very serious subject when it comes to the drug issues and the gun issues. You want to compare the two. How do you do that?
Well, here's the thing. I listened to the earlier segment about this zombie drug. You were on with a doctor. I'll be honest, I missed the doctor's name. And I know that part of what sparked that conversation was this woman basically nodding out in the middle of the street, but while standing up, that Marty Griffin posted on his Facebook page yesterday. I saw that video. I looked at it over and over again because I couldn't even understand how you stand up and don't fall from the position she was in. So I was kind of fascinated by it. Then I listened to the doctor. Yeah, it is. And, you know, this whole thing about zombie drugs and now mixing animal tranquilizers with fentanyl. And to a person like you or to me that doesn't delve into that world, it sounds crazy. But I also know that people who are addicted to drugs are always searching for the next big high. And that's how this all kind of evolves. So that, given the big controversy about the National Guard taking over our cities, made me just do a little preliminary work. And what I found was 2022 was the latest statistics. Across the country, there were 48,000 deaths from firearms. 48,000. There were 108,000 drug-related deaths and 51,000 alcohol-related deaths. So my thought became, why aren't we putting the same energy, the same money, the same focus on these drug and alcohol-related deaths, since it's almost three times the number of deaths from gun violence?
So again, 48,000 gun-related deaths in a year.
Firearms, yeah. Mm-hmm.
51,000 alcohol-related deaths, and then how many related to
108,000 drug-related deaths. Now, this was from 2022. I have not gone further, so I don't know how much those numbers have changed, but it gives you a pretty good indication.
part of the issue, and I know this is what you would hear from some, is say, well, they are working on the drug part because they're stopping those from coming across the borders.
Well, and I kind of hear that argument as well. But then when you're talking about animal tranquilizers, I don't know where they come from. I'll be honest. I have no idea where they come from. I know that, the bringing fentanyl in was a big focus. And maybe this whole thing about, and again, this is totally speculation on my part, maybe the animal tranquilizers came into being because they were slowing down on the fentanyl transportation. I don't know. And I do think, there are definitely efforts going on out here to deal with the drug issue. I guess it's debatable from what your guest said about whether or not Narcan can be effective against this animal tranquilizer. I mean, Narcan was like touted as a big thing. It can save lives. Although some people would argue, why are we fighting to save lives of people who are throwing their lives away? But that's an argument for a different day. I just think it's worthy of a conversation since we are seeing so much focus on our cities, bringing in National Guard, arming National Guard. Is that the biggest problem our cities are facing? I don't know. I just think it's worth raising the question.
That was Dr. Michael Lynch, by the way, who's an expert in that area of UPMC. And one of the things, the takeaways, was the Narcan is not as effective in terms of waking people up who have overdosed. Mm. But in the case of this veterinarian tranquilizer, it does get them breathing again, though they remain sleeping in many cases. And he said, absolutely still worth the effort. If some, and how, okay, how would you know the difference? You wouldn't.
How would you know? Right.
You wouldn't.
Right.
So Narcan has saved a lot of lives, but if you talk to Marty, who spent a lot of time investigating this stuff, a lot of times someone who's brought back who has overdosed is angry in that process. So that's a tough road. But he did provide some hope with what they're able to do to help people, maybe eventually live a productive life. But in the meantime, when you see a video like that zombie drug, kind of tears at your heart.
It really does, Larry. And I got to tell you, it hit close to home with me. I've had several family members battle drug addiction, some with success. Others, 40 years later, have not found that success yet. And it's heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking to see someone you love completely lose control to something like a drug.
It's torn a lot of families apart, and I suspect that almost anybody listening is at least knows somebody who is dealing with this, and it's something that a lot of people obviously don't want to talk about publicly because it's so personal and tragic, but I feel like they're making some progress, but this is a new one. It's called Skyfly. Or Fly Sky is the...
I think it's Skyfly.
Skyfly, the street name.
The street name, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
The one last thing I want to say about this too, Larry, is I think as a society, we have this image, this visual of what we think someone who uses drugs will look like. And maybe they think about the woman in that video yesterday. But we see drug users, drug addicts come in all different sizes, shapes, age, socioeconomic backgrounds. They can wear designer clothes. They can wear no clothes. You know what I mean? It is one of those things that is an equalizer. And I think it's important we don't lose sight of that.
And it's been a scourge of our society for a long time. But when you're talking about 250,000 people dying every year because of firearms, alcohol, and drugs, maybe some of that focus, if they're going to do this stuff with the troops, I don't know where we're going with that. In order to be successful, you can't keep troops in the streets forever. So maybe...
No, and what happens 6 months from now?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
Well, thank you. You too.
And please do not wear white after Monday. It's kind of silly.
Okay, I'll try not to.
All right, Lynn Hayes Freeland.
Meeting last night in Aliquippa for the parents of students injured in Saturday's bus accident.
He said he's okay, but I know he's sore, you know what I mean? And deep down inside, I think they really traumatized from what happened.
Yeah, that's Damon Hall talking about his grandson in the wake of the accident.
And for those that don't know, these school buses, and actually many new cars, have a black box that you hear about in airline crashes where it analyzes data. So they're looking at that, obviously, to
see.
They want
to check out the speed before the car hit an embankment and then a tree. Kenny Pickett is heading for Vegas, of all places. He'll be a backup for the Raiders.
Yeah, the situation in Cleveland was ugly. They got like 9 quarterbacks, Joe Flacco. They got Shedeur Sanders. They got all these people. So he's probably better off being the backup to Geno Smith.
No question, he's better off. He's not in Cleveland anymore.
One of his owners is Tom Brady. So maybe Brady will talk to him, say, hey, Kenny, I got some tips.
By the way, the Steelers cut 12 players Monday. More to come today. In fact, we just heard if I'm saying it right, Marvin Leal. Or Leal?
Leal.
Yeah, he was cut today. And Hardee's closed in Millvale.
What would happen if a thick burger jumped into a cold swimming pool? Shrinkage. Introducing the quarter pound little thick burger.
Yep, there you go. The closest one now is in Waynesburg.
Wonder what they're going to stick in there now. In the old Hardee's there. All right, Paul, thank you. Coming up, Marty Griffin in studio for a preview. Good morning, Marty.
Sir.
What you working on today?
You know, it's funny about that Hardee's. Most people don't care. It's one Hardee's, but all of us have memories there. All of us. Remember those massive floods?
Yeah.
I was there for a week covering them. It's the only place to eat. They were so nice. Ate there many times with my grandfather on the way to our property in Mars. Ate there many times with my mother and father. So whether or not you like Hardee's or don't care whether they stay open.
Yeah, it's in a place, community.
Yeah, it has that. And it was Hardee's. It was weird. It was the only one. Right. And it's kind of sad, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. These communities struggle, man. And that store in the hill that my friend...
Salim's or Salem's.
Yes, my friend Abdullah owned. He's a hell of a man. But... So now we'll have the 8th store in there. Is it cursed? Is it impossible to win on the hill with a grocery store? We're going to talk about that. And Kevin Krause, the sheriff's going to come on. People don't want to be cops. They don't want to be sheriff's deputies. That job pays over $100,000. It's tough, Larry. And there's a lot of reasons why. And there's a lot of anxiety about it. And we're going to talk about that. Got to make sure we talk about the mentally ill. This mentally ill man that should have been in custody that killed this cop who was just jogging on the trails.
That's so tragic.
And that discussion you had this morning about the drug and the zombie drug, and we can't understand that kind of addiction. It's beyond belief. And at the end of the day, in many of those cases, I get criticized for posting those videos, but most of the time, here's what it does. It draws family members to someone they didn't know where the hell they were, and it definitely draws cops and EMTs. But what's sad is the woman I posted yesterday, several hundred thousand people watched. Cops came and got her. They treated her. She was back out on the streets, high again, same drug, same frozen zombie state.
It's horrible to see.
And that's from an elephant tranquilizer, in essence. That doesn't make them higher. But it prolongs the high, and it's a horrible, horrible thing.
Coming up, more with Marty Griffin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.